So the new album is called Standing on the Shoulder of Giants.
Yeah.
Who are these giants for you?
People run about saying it's about like your heroes and stuff, but if it's about that, then it's the Pistols, the Beatles, the Who, you know, the Stones, Jimi Hendrix, all the great bands that I like listening to and what Noel likes listening to. Just the title is, you know what I mean? The songs ain't a tribute. The songs is just an album, you know what I mean?
Don't you think you're probably the last icons or the last rock stars?
No.
For which reason?
Because if we are, then I'm not doing my job proper. And I want to be the last. Music will go on forever. Rock and roll music will go on forever. There'll be someone within the next year or the next 2 years that'll be just as good. I don't think we are.
And the theory about the rock and roll that is dying?
I don't think it's dying. There's always going to be good rock and roll bands about. But there's also going to be more shit bands. You know, there's always going to be shit rock and roll bands about. And that's it, basically. And with the past and the 60s and that, there was a lot of great rock and roll bands about. Maybe there isn't as many about today, but that's not my problem.
It's also about, you know, the emergency of all the electronical scene that is getting more and more important.
Is it?
Yeah.
Electronic, what, dance music?
Yeah, dance music.
Is it important?
It's not getting now, yeah.
It's not in my world, it isn't.
Really?
Nah, fucking rubbish. Grandma would be able to do that. I'd be able to do it in my sleep. There's no soul in it.
The new album is maybe the more psychedelic you've recorded.
A little bit, yeah.
And at the same time, you've decided to quit drugs, to quit alcohol.
I'm not quit drugs, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Because that's what the English magazine says.
Well, they're full of shit. I've not quit. I've slowed down. You know what I mean? I've took time out, you know what I mean? I'm not doing it every day. I was doing it every day. Day, one day, 2 day, you know what I mean? I was out of my head near enough every fucking day. And I've just learned to take control of it a bit. You know what I mean? Now I've got a child, you know what I mean? I'm banging to being a dad and having my kids, you know what I mean? So, you know, but I still like to have a bit of a party every now and again, but it's not every day. Getting pissed and snorting drugs is not at the top of the list anymore.
How do you explain this fascination from the media about Oasis?
I can't explain it. I just think, if I can have a go at explaining it, I just think the reason why they write about us and the reason why they follow us about, and the reason why all this fucking thing is because, like, everyone else is a bit boring, you know what I mean? I don't think we lead extraordinary lives, you know what I mean? You probably lead a madder life than I do, you know what I mean?
So what's the main difference between the boy you used to be and the person you are now?
I've just joined this band and I've made a lot of money and, you know, I've got a nice home, you know what I mean? I've got nice things in it, you know what I mean? That's about it, as much as it's changed, you know what I mean? I still shit on the bog like everyone else. I still eat food like everybody else. I still stay in like everybody else sometimes, and then I get high like everybody else sometimes.
And do you like now this mediatic life? Are you addicted to
what?
Being in newspaper or?
No. I've never been addicted. I think they're addicted to me. Putting me in the paper.
Yeah.
I prefer not to be in the paper. I prefer no people hanging outside my house taking pictures of me and my kid. I prefer they weren't doing that. But they do, and that's what can I do about it. I like to be in the paper for the right reasons, which is music.
And at that time, you were really, you were very famous, but also very arrogant or violent or whatever. What was the thing you were looking for through all
this? I don't think I was arrogant. There's a fight, arrogant and self-confidence. That's what I was, self-confident. What's that? Arrogant is being rude to people. And I weren't rude to people unless they were rude to me. You know, as you know, I wouldn't be rude to you because unless you were rude to me. So if that says that I'm arrogant, then people have fucking better look the dictionary up, you know what I mean? I'm nice, I'm a nice guy, if people are nice to me.
And about music, you're starting writing songs, this one in the new album.
Yeah.
Could it mean that someday you could do your solo career?
No. I don't want to be solo. I love the idea of being in a band with lads, you know, your mates and that, and going on the road with your mates and playing music, you know what I mean? I love the idea that being on my own would be rubbish, you know what I mean? Terrible. Sitting in a dressing room on your own like that. Loads of kids screaming outside and you've got to go on your own. Fucking wankers, you know what I mean? My ego's not that inflated to be sitting there on my own. I like being with the lads, you know what I mean?
And for you, what would be Oasis, a group that is a little bit old-fashioned?
I'm a modern guy who likes 60s kind of music, you know what I mean? And the sound, you know, it's not that fucking, you know, it's what's modern, you know what I mean? It's just rock and roll. You know, it's got a Mellencamp that goes do 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 do, and everyone goes, "Oh, that's the Beatles." No, it's not. It's a fucking Mellencamp. which is a musical instrument, that just because the Beatles use it doesn't mean to say that we can't use it. I don't think the music of today is any good. That's why I don't record music like that. You know what I mean? I don't I don't like the sounds of like the Chemical Brothers and Prodigy. You know, I'm not saying it's no good, right? I'm just saying I don't like that kind of music. It fucking makes me want to throw up. You know, I will be making rock and roll music until the day I fucking die.
And are you still and seriously pretending that Oasis is the best group of the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In which way?
In which way? We've done the biggest gigs, sold the most albums. That makes you the best and the biggest. But the 90s is over. It's gone.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know. Now? We'll see. I'm going to be the biggest band of the year 2000.
Could you beat this band?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not? 27. Fucking why not, man? Good.
Thank you very much.
Take care. See you soon, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. I'm out of here. Take care. God bless you all. Mate.